smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
Good afternoon, you wonderful people. You're listening to Sound Radio Wales, the big sound of North Wales. And I'm Saz Molson here with you wonderful people for my Feel Good Friday show. And today I have Ben and Sam from Chasing Shadows here in the studio. Hello there, gentlemen.
Hello.
I'm going to be playing their new single shortly, but let's ask a few questions of them. So, right. Apart from you two gentlemen, who else is in the band with you?
I'll do this one.
You go for that one.
So there's Sam and me, obviously, and we've also got Russ, who's on bass, and Chris, who is our drummer.
And they're working at the moment, so they call me.
Although Chris has just said he's going to go back to watching Grand Designs.
Oh, so Chris isn't working now. Never mind. They've got real jobs.
Oh,
not teachers. You finish at 3:15.
Teachers are just as good as all the other jobs as well, so don't worry about that. So, what would you say that your influences are for your music?
Oh, well, the biggest one for me is the Stereophonics, good Welsh band. We were just talking that you've seen Madness 5 times.
Yeah, 5 times I've seen them now, yeah.
I've seen Phonics about 17.
Wow, so, something.
I'm going to see him later this month as well in Clondinno. And yeah, so Stereophonics are my biggest, but I love the Foo Fighters, Green Day, Oasis. Love a bit of the acoustic music as well. Charlie Simpson, Ben Howard, people like that. So all different kinds. And you've got a bit of a different music taste, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen some like good bands.
Go on,
many
go
times.
On, tell him who it is.
I've seen McFly 14 times.
McFly?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, nice pause there, Shaz.
McFly.
McFly.
Yeah. A few times, Newton Faulkner, Jason Mraz.
You'd think he's a 12-year-old girl, but he's actually not.
Grown up, really, honest.
But we're getting you into some good music, aren't we? Like Catfish and...
Yeah, went to see Catfish on Wednesday, they were good.
Catfish in the Bottle, man.
Yeah, really, really
another
good.
Another fantastic local artist.
Absolutely.
Yes. They were, yeah, it was a really, really good gig that was as well.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, it's very interesting to know that you're getting into Catfish and the Bottle, man, because you got your wonderful selves, Catfish, and you've got Curtis Fifu, who are also from around here as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, you've got
some big The Alarm.
You've got The Alarm. Fantastic, The Alarm.
Of course.
Yeah. I must admit, I do like their music.
Yeah.
So, I remember seeing something about them a while ago, and then introduced my best friend a few years ago. She used to come, well, before I knew, we used to come to Rill every year on a pilgrimage to see the Alarm and see everything.
Yeah.
So that was rather going hand in hand with things, and that's why I started listening to the Alarm's music.
Yeah.
Nice.
And went through the listening, reading about Mike and then reading about Jules as well.
Yeah.
So,
brilliant.
It's brilliant. My Love, Hope, Strength foundation is going from strength to strength. So
it really is.
Fantastic. And also the By Your Side appeal you have at Glencluid as well, as well as the USC Cadwallader Health Board as a rule, across the board is what I meant to say. So, how did you all meet?
Well, it's kind of a strange story because we kind of knew each other separately. I've known Ben for many years. I used to live across the road from Ben, and Ben wanted guitar lessons off me.
Five years ago.
And I just come out of a band then, and he asked for guitar lessons, and I thought, oh, I'll give him a few, double his price. And then after a few, he was like, I want to do a little gig.
Yeah, just kind of like, everything was kind of, in the early days, it was almost by accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Intended to be an open mic, it never intended to be anything more than just a few guitar lessons, but it kind of went to open mic night, and that went well, and then we got booked
for a wedding from the first open night, and we'll have to do that. And then we got recommended a drummer, that's Chris, from a good friend, Kyle Parry, and he joined, and we started jamming, and then we started doing more gigs, and then Russ came along, because we needed a bass player, and...
But Russ is one that taught you to play
bass. Yeah, Russ taught me guitar as well, so I taught Ben, and Russ taught me, and now we're all as bad as each other.
He's finally gone full circle.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Full circle. I can play the triangle, I can sing that.
you're in.
I used to play the violin when I was at high school, so I can't remember much about that now.
Yeah. Everyone plays a flute in primary school, don't they? The flute and violin.
Definitely.
And the recorder.
And the recorder, yeah. Hot cross buns. That's our encore song, actually.
Hot cross buns?
Yeah.
Whoever now these days looks at it and thinks, I need a recorder solo in my song. Why do people learn the recorder?
I don't know. Or the flute or something. But, you never know.
Yeah, my instruments when I was at school, I did... what did I do? The violin, and I did the clarinet for a little while as well, but I used to, my forte was singing.
Yeah.
So that's about as much as I can do.
Ah, well, we've all got to start somewhere.
Well, yeah, considering my brother's and an artist in the local area, but we won't go into that. He is. So, where was your first ever gig that you did?
My one was the open mic in Bellevue in Bangor, because I refused to gig anywhere locally.
Yeah.
But as a band, it was with the three of us, it was the Star in Meladyn.
What was it with the wedding we did?
It was the wedding
we did.
We did
the wedding first, yeah. Like I said, we did an open mic night in King's Head in Rudlin, and we knew three songs, literally. That's all we knew. I taught him three songs. I've been in many bands, and I taught him three songs. Like, oh, they're easy, we'll play them. And they were like, we want to book you for a wedding. And we were like, okay. And then it was like, when is it? We thought, like, next year. They were like, it's about 3 weeks, and we knew three songs. And we were like, so we literally had to learn about 30 songs in 3 weeks. And
we did it, though.
We did it. I would not want to see how well we played that night, because looking back, it probably wasn't that great. But we've progressed as a band since then, I'd like to think, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, quite right. To you both. Absolutely fantastic. You managed to do all that in the 3 weeks that you got it, you know, got it together and everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think we did it for about a packet of crisps as well, the price. Yeah, it literally was.
Our negotiation skills, it probably would have been.
Yeah, we're
it not,
is.
We're
like,
not very good at that.
Yeah. Put a fiver and a packet of cheese and onion walkers and we'll be fine.
Which is funny because I got cheese and onion walkers down there as well.
You just can't beat it, can you? You just can't beat it.
Absolutely not.
We cost more than that now. I'm just saying, you know, if you want a book, you know, two packets of cheese and onion walkers.
Two packets.
Yeah,
now.
At least.
So while we've talked about your past, I'm going to talk about the present. So your new song is called Everything.
It is.
What was the inspiration for the song?
Oh, I'm going to get in the good books here. It's actually a song about my girlfriend, my better half.
Aww.
I know, right? She's actually, she's finishing uni this week, but she goes to Warwick University, so we don't get to see each other that much. So I used to send her songs that I'd write. And that was her. And she loved it, and she loves this song. So, yeah, it kind of started from that, and then brought it to the lads, and we were like, "Oh, that's okay." And then we made it into this band. It was an acoustic track first, then we made it into this band song.
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely lovely. You've gone on to something personal. It's a personal level. It's always good to do that.
I think all songs have to be. If it's not personal to you, then I think you should bin the song off. Really, you've got to know what you're writing about. You can't just make it up. Really, it's got to come from the heart.
It has. You've got to relate to it. Otherwise, you won't be able to do it on an emotional level.
No, yeah, it doesn't come out as well. No. Like, there's so many songs that we've done, and everyone means something to me and all of us lyrically or musically. And it's you write about what you know, I think, in life, and whether you write stories, books, songs, whatever, you've got to write about what you know and what you experience. And at the time, and still am, in a really happy relationship.
Aww.
So it was about that.
That's all good. I mean, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
People, you know, get.
I'll be in the good books now.
You will be.
I'm in the good books now.
You will be in the good books now, gents.
She just mentioned it yet.
So yeah. You did the video for the song Round Rill.
We did.
So I know I've seen some of the parts, but if people have not seen the video, which parts of Rill did you actually do the filming for, in, should I say?
We did it over 2 days, really. We filmed half the video kind of just on the prom, really. The song's about having a good time, really, isn't it? It's about having fun with somebody that that means a lot to you. So we wanted this video to be fun. So we thought, well, we live in Rill. Mm. There's a lot to do in Rill. So why not make a video based around having fun in Rill?
Yeah, good idea.
So I haven't really had a little chat about what you can do in Rill. We've realised we've got the crazy golf there. We've got the arcades.
The
beaches there. SC2. And we thought, why not feature all these places that we go to have fun and put that into a video? And we had a really good laugh making it.
Yeah, it was such great. But we did a video a few years ago about how Rill used to be.
Yeah.
It was a song called Burn, and it was like Rill in the 80s, 70s, when the fair was here, the disco ring and the roller, all, you know, and it looked great, and unfortunately they're not there now, and it was good to do a video about what Rill is doing now, you know, with the new water park, the SC2, and there's so much to do. And the great thing is, since this video's come out, I've had so many people message saying, oh, it looks so much fun, Rill, and that's what, it is, you know, there's some good places to go to.
Yeah.
There really is.
There is. Got fantastic parts, and it's really regenerating itself from what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's regenerating.
It is. There's so much going on now. There's so much going on. It's really starting to, like, oh, there's just so much happening, and it's great to see it all kind of like starting to finally like take shape and yeah. You know, have SC2 open now. It's great.
And can we thank them for letting us have, they literally opened that building up for just us. So thank you very much, Esther. And the mini golf, the lady was running that.
Fantastic.
Free golf, so you know, all we just had to say was we're making a video, and they were like, go enjoy yourselves, and it was lovely for them to do that for us. So we really do appreciate it.
Well, fair play to them for doing that for you, because they do need to. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of the word. The word's gone. You'll have to, you know.
But it's good for the community, then, isn't it? Yeah, it is good for the community, because then more people will see our video, hopefully, and then want to go and do them things. Yes. And thank you to Andy as well, who filmed it.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely fantastic that you did it around here, in places that you know, and you can technically show real to the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And say, come on, come back. It's absolutely wonderful that he's doing, you know, he's doing well. He never really died, really.
No.
He never really did die, like people seem to think he did, but hey-ho.
Yeah. So. It was lucky it was a sunny day as well. It was a really beautiful day when we filmed it. It would look a little bit different if it was raining.
Or stood there soaked outside.
It would look like the same. Yeah. But it was absolutely beautiful.
It's not called sunny real for nothing.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not called sunny real for nothing, aye. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer to play live or do you prefer recording music?
I prefer to play live.
Oh, you can't beat playing live.
I mean, I love our time in the studio. We have a really good laugh, but you can't beat the feeling of playing live and having people like enjoying what you do and like getting into it, and it's just a really good feeling.
Yeah, like we did a gig on Sunday in Mould called Live in the Square, and we played our new single then for one of the first times, and there was just people dancing to it. They don't know the song, and it's an amazing feeling to have people who don't even know who you are really or your songs, and they're just dancing away to it and want to have a good time. So that's, you can't beat that feeling. But like Ben said, when you go into the studio and record them tracks and see them grow,
it's a different kind of experience. Yeah. Like from a recording studio point of view, you sit and then you hear the drums go down first, and then you hear the bass go on top of it, and then the first ever guitar goes on, and then the next one goes on. You can really feel the song start to take shape, and then we go away on the Saturday night and come back on the Sunday morning, and then that's when you hear it properly again. It's a completely different experience, but they're both really good in their own kind of different way.
I mean, because these songs kind of start from like an acoustic guitar to band practice, where they grow and grow, and then so the time we've actually released this, we've heard this song like a million times already before we've even released it. So it's like watching your kid grow, really. It's like you start it and it seems we've had this song about a year now or whatever, about 6 months probably, and we must have heard it so many times. But to have it out there now is just so much, such a nice feeling.
This is Saz Moulton on Sound Radio.
You're listening to Sound Radio Wales, the big sound of North Wales, and I'm Saz Moulton here with you wonderful people until 6 o'clock with my Friday Feel Good show. But at the moment, I am joined in the studio by two of the boys, Ben and Sam from Chasing Shadows. And we've been talking about their past, their present, and now, their future now. So we've been asking about, you know, talking about things around Real, about how they started, and hopefully, if you've missed everything so far, it'll be going online soon for you, so you'll be able to see that. But now we're talking future. And we're also going to ask, outside of music, do you have any other hobbies, pastimes?
Oh, this is where we get a little bit nerdy, isn't it? PlayStation.
Yeah.
Football.
PlayStation, football, pub.
We don't play football, we just... I'm a big Arsenal fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good man, so am I.
Yes, go on, Shaz. Why'd you support Arsenal? I didn't know there was another one.
There is me, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, I am, yeah. Well and truly, still made over.
Where did that come from?
My mum used to know Lee Dixon.
Oh, Lee Dixon.
Do you want to leave now? You can have a chat.
Just go, Ben. The single's out now. Get it. We'll stop at Arsenal. We're in the final.
We are indeed. Brilliant. Yes, we are.
Yeah, Thierry Henry was my inspiration when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
So.
Football's cancelled this season.
Yeah, he's a United fan. So
we don't do football anymore.
No.
Ollie's not at the wheel no more, is he?
Have a car crash.
I think he went to a car
crash.
It did.
Awful.
The brakes went.
Who's your current favourite player?
We've only got two good ones, Aubameyang and Lacazette. So I'd have to say Aubameyang, just because he's just look at him, isn't he?
If I told you mine, you'd laugh.
Mustafi.
No.
Oh, we could be here all day, couldn't we? We've got loads of shambles.
I know. It's Kolasinac.
It is Kolasinac.
You saw a picture of him. He's great. He is good, Klasinac.
I love Klasinac.
Why Klasinac?
I just like the way he plays, and he's a humble person himself as well.
Yeah. He's a tank as well. He's a tank, isn't he?
He's called the Tank, the Destroyer, the Bosnian Hulk. I could be here all day talking about him.
Oh, we'll have to do this after the show.
We will, definitely. Yeah.
I've never met an Arsenal fan in real.
I'm surprised you've not seen me. I was going to put an Arsenal shirt on today, but I thought, put me new Sporty Spice t-shirt on.
There you go. You going to see them?
No. I'm taking myself back to my 11-year-old self with that.
What hobbies though?
hobbies.
That last track, Arsenal. Food, gym.
Yeah.
Just that
stuff, really.
Just typical. I would say mid-20s, but
yeah, for some of us.
For some of us, yeah, just the music. Like, you know, music's my life, really. And like I said, so it's. Have you got any more hobbies?
No.
It's quite sad we don't have many hobbies, do we? We do play the PlayStation a lot, which is sad, but films, yeah. Avengers and all that, you know, all them.
Yeah. Just keep throwing things out, maybe we'll look cool.
Yeah, no spoilers. Yeah.
Have you not seen Endgame yet?
Yes,
then?
I have. Really, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody else who hasn't seen it. So.
All right, you can spoil it for me because I won't see it. But
no. No.
That's
good. It's really good.
So we're talking future now. So we've got. Have you got any future? Gigs and singles to be coming out. Have you got anything?
So gig-wise, we are playing Focus Wales in Wrexham on Thursday the 16th.
Oh, very nice.
16th?
Yep.
We're playing at a place called Scythe Seren at 6:40.
Ooh.
So if you're around, everybody should pop down. Then we've got we are Chester City Football Club's Band of the Night for their awards ceremony for end of season awards.
Don't mention Stockport
Saturday
County.
Oh, why?
Stockport County get Blossoms and Chester get us. Lucky Chester.
I know who I'd rather want.
You're just as good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
But yeah, after that, I can't remember.
Rudfest
we're doing, Castlebeat, M-Fest.
Yeah.
So we've got a few
private dudes.
37 Festival in Formby. So we've got quite a few coming up over the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's festival season now, so it's...
I'm hoping to be there at Rudfest, so I'll probably see you all there.
We're on the Sunday.
Opening the day, I think we are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're just stuck with us two again because it's the drummer's dad's wedding the night before. So we are going down to that, but I think... You know, it's
we'll
his dad, so we'll have to come back ourselves to do that acoustic to open up the Sunday, which we would have loved to do it as the band, but unfortunately, you know, you can't choose weddings, can you? His dad's getting married, so, yeah. And it's just festival season, which we're really looking forward to, because this is where we get to play our own songs a little bit more than the kind of pub cover gigs and weddings. You know, no one wants to hear our songs at a wedding. Well, they might, but they might go home. So, yeah, this is the bit where we really love because it's, you know, we can play... Like our new single, Everything, that is out today.
Is it?
I may have mentioned it.
But yeah, no, it's going to be a good couple of months. We've got a few good gigs coming up, so really looking forward to that. And hopefully we'll see as many people there as possible.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be there on the Thunder for Rudfest.
Excellent.
So.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'll be seeing you boys there.
Yeah, I'll be in my Arsenal shirt now.
I'll make sure I wear mine as
please,
well.
Yeah, Klasinac on the back.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have actually.
Yeah, brilliant.
So how can people who've, you know, listened to the show today find out about you, more about your music and everything?
So best place is probably Facebook, which is where we're kind of mostly on. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Facebook and look for Chasing Shadows Music, you'll find us on there. Also Twitter, we are @_ChasingShadows, and Instagram, we are @ChasingShadowsMusic. We're on Spotify, we're on...
SoundCloud,
Google, Apple Music,
Play.
Google Play, Amazon, YouTube, we're on everything.
You're across the board then, aren't you?
You better not be.
We're not on Tinder. Chasing Shadows are, I'm not.
Yeah. I'll be posting all the links afterwards on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants it, I'll send them over to you as well. Everywhere they can find the new single and the video and all that lot. So it'd be really easy for everybody to find it.
I'll share it for you as well.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Sound Radio. The Big Sound of North Wales.
And I've been talking to the two of the guys from Chasing Shadows who have their new single out today called...
Everything. That was a bit weird. Everything.
They just usually say that, so what's his name, don't they? If you say it together, you've got to clap hands or something. I can't remember.
we're not really good at doing anything like together, saying things together. We've done many kind of hi, we're chasing shadows, and it's about 15 takes before we get one good one.
We tried to film a 15-second intro video for an American music channel called Indie Music TV for one of our songs for Warning Signs, and the video was supposed to be about 15 seconds long, and we just had to say, hi, we're Chasing Shadows, you're watching Indie Music TV, this is Warning Signs, and it took us about an hour because we just couldn't do it. I had more footage of outtakes than I did of actual takes.
And then you get the giggles.
It was really
we all tried it, just couldn't do it, but hell. I love how you put it, it's Feel Good Friday, and you just played the last song, which is it's not a feel good song of ours.
Yeah. Possibly the most depressing song.
It's a lovely song, but it's a very depressing song, I have to admit. But it's what you think of it, isn't it? It could be.
Is it?
No, it's just depressing, isn't it? But it's a good song, so thank you for playing it.
You're very welcome. I've got two more here on the list as well that I can play before you gentlemanly depart. I'm trying to think of that. Like I said, I've got all these questions out now that I think I can think of off the top of my head. Which song that you've done so far did you enjoy or recording, or do you enjoy playing the most?
Do you want to go first, man?
All of them have been fun to record. I think the most memorable probably was, for me, probably Burn, the first one, because it was the first time I'd ever been in the studio or ever done anything like that, and it was really like, oh, I'm in a recording studio playing
big
guitar
time.
And trying to shout Burn. That didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't. No, we got a fun time,
But then that was with one studio with Joe, and then we went back to a different studio with Nino, who, a big thanks to Nino for all the work he puts on our music for us. He's a fantastic engineer to work with, and he's a top guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Working with him was different again, and everyone's different, and they all mean something in a different way, because like there's something that'll happen, or the song means something. But I'm not playing live.
That's the wrong answer, man.
Is it?
You meant to say the new single is the best song.
The best time I ever had in the studio was Everything.
It is funny when people say, oh, this is the best work we've ever done. It's a bit, you feel like you have to say it, but
you do kind of get sick of the song in the same way, because we have had this song, and like editing that video together, it took about 3 weeks to put the video together. And I've heard bits of that song for like hours upon end.
Yeah. My voice.
If I hear Sam go, wasting it with you one more time, I'm going to kill him. And I get them video times. But, you know, the songs, they mean a lot to us in, like, different ways.
Yeah.
I don't know about you playing live, like, but...
Playing live is I just... I love upbeat songs playing live. So it is, like, stuff like Pretty Thing, Heavy Thing, Warning Signs. But there's three that really mean a lot to me, and that is the new song, which it really does mean a lot to me, this song, and I'm so proud that it's out there now and everyone's seems to be enjoying the response. Open Your Eyes, which you just played, is a really meaningful song to me, which came out last year, and there's a song that we have called Life as well, which is a really meaningful personal song to me lyrically. So they're the three that I don't think I can... They're my three precious ones that I, you know, if someone asks me, they're the three that I go to straight away. I can't choose between them. Live-wise, I'd have to say maybe...
Everything out today.
Everything out today.
There you go.
It is, actually.
It's fun to play live, that one.
It's fun to play live, yeah. It really is.
I was just trying to look for your bio again, because I did have it.
Oh, God. I don't know if I've updated it.
I might have done. I was trying to say if we can find it.
I updated my personal bio on Twitter today.
You all said you were 21.
I know. I updated to 26. I look at it anyway. I'm still 21.
You're younger than me.
I'm not even 26 yet, but I am soon, so I thought I'll do it now, and then I don't have to do it again.
I'll be at 31 now.
Yeah. It's like I'm 21, aren't you?
And I did have the bio on my phone. I found it now, so you can pick the bits out of it if need be. So, just loading. I apologise, people. Just hold a minute. Just wait for it to
load. Yeah,
All I've done is promote a song from everything that is out today. Go on YouTube and listen to us. Watch us go down water park slides, play mini golf.
Play Tipping Point.
Play Tipping Point. Machine. Yep.
Play Tipping Point.
We did.
Who won?
You can't win at that game, really. It's the arcades. You never win in the arcades, really, do you?
Wow.
Noel. Actually, you won a keyring.
I didn't win a keyring. Chris and
Chris, someone won a keyring.
Yeah. We won some tokens.
We did. Yeah, not many.
Still got them tokens.
Yeah.
You know that they do the same prize. You know, it goes towards bigger prizes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you're all set up for that. You can just keep going in the arcades. Going on, just bang going on tipping point.
For next video in a few years' time, we'll bank them tokens.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going on that go-kart thing again. I tell you that for sure.
Dear me. I found, actually, your bio's finally set. What's the word I'm looking for? Loaded. It says, you're a four-piece rock band based in North Wales, influenced by bands such as the Stereophonics, Foo Fighters and Green Day.
See how I missed out Busted the McFly?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did. And you aim to create an upbeat and exciting sound with catchy melodies, which you do.
Well, thank you.
And with two EPs already released, Alive in Wonderland.
See, this is where I have it. You've got three
EPs out now. And I'm 25.
Three EPs. You said one in 2016, Alive in Wonderland. You got Storytellers in 2017, and
Darker Days was 2018.
Yeah.
And Darker
Days. Sure, probably.
Could be.
And the band has seen you've seen your music reach all corners of the globe with radio plays in the UK.
Yep.
On BBC Radio Wales and local radio. Mm-hmm. And also you had music played in America.
Yes.
As well as countries as far afield as South Africa and Hong Kong.
Yes. Ooh. And wow. Australia as of yesterday.
And wow. Australia as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Can we go on tour, yeah?
Yeah.
Two people have come.
Yeah.
Two people. I think more people have come.
I wish.
Mum and Dad.
That's four at least.
You know, it says that you've have over 200 gigs under your belt in the time you've been together. And I think it's written last year, because 2018 was equally as busy last year with festival appearances at Formby Festival, Little Dragon Festival, and gigs at the Academy venues across Manchester and Liverpool.
Yeah.
And you were also selected to play at Indie Music Week, Manchester and Focus Wales. And you're going to be playing there again this year, you said?
We are next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
And it says your debut LP, Alive in Wonderland, featured the singles Pretty Thing, Crawling Back to Me, Burn and Painting Me Red.
Mm-hmm.
And the song Broken receiving its first airplay from Lisa Gwilym.
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment. And that's fun. And also, she was sitting in for Beth and Elvin.
She was, yeah.
I put my teeth in for that one, Beth and Elvin, on BBC Radio Wales in 2017.
Yeah,
and Pretty Thing was on Introducing Wales.
Yeah, we've had Pretty Thing, Hollywood Girl, and Open Your Eyes. Which we've been playing on BBC Introducing Wales, Biden Walton. I'm hoping the new single will be.
We'll find out tomorrow.
But yeah, we're really proud of these songs. They are, you know, we work hard, and I know we have a laugh and we kind of come across a bit immature sometimes, but we really do put everything into our music. And it's so nice to hear people having the response back and enjoying. The
feedback today has been great. Nice to see people saying like really positive things about something that you put a lot of effort into, a lot of time and effort and, you know, blood, sweat and tears going into this music and the video and trying to make it something that people are going to enjoy, and to hear the comments back, it's been so good.
I was shaking last night because it's kind of like I expect to wake up and be like, two listens, mum and dad again, and it's just like, you know, it's quite nerve-wracking because I don't want to sound, you know, bad when I say this, but sometimes I don't care what people think because this song means a lot to me, so it's what I'm proud of it. So if no one listens to it, doesn't like it, it is a bit like, well, I like it, so, you know, that's all that matters. But when people love it as well, it makes it so much better.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
I do love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Saz Moulton on Sound Radio. On your smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
As our dear little jingle says, you're listening to Sound Radio Wales, the big sound of North Wales. And I'm Saz Molson here with you wonderful people until 6 o'clock with my Friday Feel Good Show. And today I am joined in the studio, or have been joined in the studio, by two guys from Chasing Shadows, Sam and Ben. Hey. So we were just talking off air about the video.
Yeah.
Do you have any
bloopers? Oh, that was bad timing, wasn't it? Should have spoke quicker.
You should have done that.
Yeah, there's loads of bloopers. There's
one I like... A lot.
Well, there's one of Sam trying to kick a football.
Oh yeah, there's that. Yeah,
that, I might put that one out. And
say kick a ball, missing a football.
Yeah, massively. And we missed all the football shots out this video actually, so I could put them up.
Yeah, please don't.
There's shots of Sam trying to ride a go kart that was broken, so we just kept driving.
That annoyed me. That annoyed me. I paid £1 for that go kart as well.
What else was there?
And it wasn't a go kart. It was bumper cars. So it was. Going, staying still.
Well, we bumped you.
So. You three absolutely just kept bashing me. No sympathy.
No, too right.
Just bash after another.
What else was there? What was your favourite?
My favourite ones is Ben's.
My topless shots.
Topless shots, yeah. Going down the slide in slow motion.
So there's one shot, and I'm of an age where things don't always look good under my shirt. So there's this shot. I went down the slide, and Apple, when you put it through, when you film things in like high definition, like in the frames rate, so we could get a slow motion, just at a certain point, like just drops it into slow motion to show what it can do. And as it dropped into slow motion, I saw myself hit the
bottom of
water,
the slide.
And everything kind of looked like somebody dropped a plate of like little jelly, and it went blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, that isn't going in the video. Delete that one. And I've just noticed that the last frame of the video we've got at the moment, you get a bit of my pointy side boob.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Forgot to cut that out.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I was half expecting to like,
I made this and I still left that in.
I was half expecting to put like the Rock's body on top of yours, just edit it on or something like that.
I was tempted. Yeah. I was very tempted. Yeah. I did Google how to make a man have a six pack on Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
But it's harder than it looks. Yeah, believe it or not.
Maybe just go to the gym.
So I'm so far away from where I live.
The gym. It's like,
a 2 minute walk, and I just can't be bothered. Yeah. I can think of a million better things to do than go to the gym. Just and walk. Most of them involve cheesecake and drinking tea.
Yeah.
So.
Walking as well. That's
it's just not good for you.
That's just as good.
I pulled a muscle in my arm playing air hockey on that video.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's the worst thing you can do, is to pull a muscle doing something.
I did. I got home next day. I thought, really, my arm, what have I done? And I watched back the videos. I thought, it's air hockey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fitness.
Well, it's a little bit surely comes under my part with you now, gentlemen. It's been an absolute pleasure to interview you both today.
Thanks so much for having us.
No, seriously, appreciate it.
No trouble. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And absolutely, come see us again.
Definitely.
Please. Yeah. Time you want us, we'll come in.
Please. Thank you for playing the new song as well.
Absolutely, no trouble. You. I'll give it another airing in the next hour as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
You're welcome. So give a round of applause, everybody. Off air of people, just give them a round of applause.
And come on the Arsenal on the 29th.
Come on. Bring
come on.
Bring it on.
See you in
Baku.
Baku. We'll be there.
Will you?
No, I won't be.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
We'll be there in spirit.
We'll be there with him, yeah. We'll be there the team
spirit,
at heart.
Yes, definitely. So I'm going to play my last song for you for this hour, and this is Crawling Back to Me. So this is Chasing Shadows for Crawling Back to Me. And I'm sad to believe losing these two wonderful gentlemen.
Sound Radio, the big sound of North Wales.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Sound Radio Wales podcast on iTunes, and you can find them on our website at www.soundradio.wales/podcast.